The government inquiry into the Havelock North water contamination outbreak is at its second stage. You remember more than 5,000 people were struck down by it. As part of that inquiry, calls been made that we need to treat all our drinking water. Harrison Grierson's Ian Rabbits is back with us. He gave evidence to that inquiry. Ian, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
How much of the water isn't treated in this country?
Oh, look, I off the top of my head, I don't know the exact number, but there are some fairly significant areas where there is no treatment of any kind of water supplies.
Have you got a big sell on this? Because the moment you go down treatment of water, chlorination, fluoridation, no matter what it is, the rabbits come out and want to lynch you.
I think that the problem is that it's a level of risk that the country is willing to take, and we've got to look at ourselves and decide whether we want to tell our visitors you can drink the water here, or tell our visitors, well, you should probably drink bottled water. And that's there's no halfway house.
Right.
You know, we either tell them you can, or we tell them you can't.
But yeah, fair call.
We should tell them something.
From your experience with this inquiry, I don't know how closely you're following it. Is it an issue over treatment of water, or is it them systemically failing in some way, and the system's actually okay? They just didn't do it properly.
Oh, I think there's an element of both. The system allows at the moment for what they call a secure bore or a secure groundwater source, which basically means you don't have to treat it. And the problem with that is you get it out of the ground and it might be fantastic in the ground, and then you put it in a pipe that's 60 years old.
Yeah.
And it's got leaks and it's got cross connections and it's got bioslimes growing in it and all this sort of thing. And there's no sort of residual protection for that water. It also doesn't protect you if somebody else drills a hole next to your bore and contaminates the water down there through that bore. So there's lots of risks associated with it. And I think we just need to be a bit more realistic about how we manage those risks.
All right, we'll see what comes out of the inquiry. I know very early on in that inquiry, there was a lot of bitching and fighting between the various councils in the region. It's that classic shine a spotlight on bureaucracy, and you're going to find problems no matter where you look.